Begin the current daf and sets my cut daf chafal. Begin on my basic and test master. Begin with the gemara. Mekam el from here and on. Aisa betzina betech basic. He could do it discreetly. Work in his house, which Pesach b'tezer rav explains. The misparanus from that stock is specifically going on someone that he lives off charity. That's what we're saying. After the first 3 days, then permitted for work to be done discreetly in his house. But a regular person, that's not only forbidden to have work done in his house entire shiva even after the first 3 days. And Malcolm Ashwell also sounds like this previously in the Gemara. The Kamal Eli, the Gemara said enough, you test him a base. A Kaiba Mesa Bez Yom Kaid Nodagal. Someone buried his relative 2 days before the Yomtiv. So he said, Mine He Yom Achar Dagal. He counts 5 days after the Yomtiv. Malach the Nasa Derechem. And his work is done through others. Mashmah, it sounds like the Aval also calls Zayn. Yeah, the Moin himself is forbidden all 7 days. But as a man of the Chirin La'atzmai, she hey, Oysa Malacha, they also, we don't let for himself for the work to be done. But Chanam Etan Mesach Lesmachas, Aval calls Zayn Yom, also Mesach Lesmachas. The Moin are all 7 days forbidden to work. Who one of the nice of him, his sons, his daughters, Va'avda, B'shevchais, B'emdei, his servants, his maidservants, and his animal, Shem Chu Asal Asas Loi, just like he's forbidden to do for himself, Kachem Asim Las Loi, so to others, and I'll do for him, Pirish, Chutz Mezesen Afulchem, except for if the Alva's already turned over, beginning of this Mesechto, Malachas Avid, and something that's going to be a loss, now Me'em Gimel Va'elach, but from day 3 and on, Eisa Malacha, then he can do work, Dav commissions Vansim Tztaka, specifically someone that's provided from Tztaka, he's very poor, or Betzina, and discreetly. But there should be a curse to his neighbors, etc. We're back up. It says, actually, on day 3, also he shouldn't do. So we see that really the whole hat that we're saying in the Braisa, after 3 days permitted for him to have work done in his house discreetly, is only for a person that's that poor that provided from tzedakah that we're talking about in the beginning, but not for every single morning. Kach, heavy, b'teisarab. That's how the teisarab is. Similarly, would seem to Q in the Alfin, since we learned that previously enough chaf, that I'm going to turn your holidays into mourning, mach, exactly, just like Yom Tov 7 days, so it is mourning, lein malacha, that's Tomer regarding do malacha. So you see that, yeah, for the person himself, it is, a regular oval is forbidden to do work all 7 days, not just 3 days, because here they were talking about specifically by Onyam Spazin and Tzedaka. And the Gamaro Mesupik, so the Ra was Mesupik, Duma Oni Dafka, maybe it's only on a poor person. He said, what's going on? All mourners, not only on them, and the reason we like to tell you, since it doesn't become a elach oisin on the bitzin, doesn't he? On the kedu bitzinah. And that's like the tradition, not like we explained it, it's only going on and on. Can make test master begin with the gemara, become a elach oilach. After day 3 and onwards, then a mourner is allowed to go to other mourners. Which Pesach B'Tezer Av, he says, this is actually what we rely on, Shabbam basic Nesim B'Tez, that on Tishba we go to Shul, because we're all mourners. Yeah, we go to other mourners who are all in shul. Ve'ini deim hu minigtav, but I don't know if it's a good custom, he says. Ubar medvar metzin l'meidim, from his words we learn, shechesh etes b'av kamei l'achashleish, that he considered Tishbav as a mourner after 3 days, which only then he's allowed to go to visit other mourners. Which enough, I mean, the ramification of living tefillin regarding tefillin, that you're allowed to put on tefillin Tishbav, and it's not like day 1 and day 2, which is forbidden to wear tefillin. Kiresh la, like we explained this already in the previous tases. Kiresh la, like we explained this already in he speaks with him consolation, ve'inishal doesn't ask him how he's doing. Which places the kashrut is difficult in this laman, it's not laman dama, it's lamai damrina. This that we had previously said, mekame elech, from this point onwards, after the shiva, shayilumei shiv, you ask him how he's doing, and you respond in a normal way. He was saying, no, even after the shiva, as long as within the shleishim, you talk with him, but you are not shayil, and see how he's doing. So that's difficult on what we had said before. You know, this master begins with the gemara, mesa ishtai, benosi ishachez. His wife passed away, and he marries another woman. Now, Mashmah sounds like Techlam Yem did this, he married another woman, was within 30 days. Why? Because the Ilach Lam Yem, if he married another woman after 30 days, Sehechma, how is the Brisa saying the Indra Shoyle Kon is Labesa, then in such a case you now go into the person's house to go and speak words of consolation? It sounds like specifically in such a case where he married another woman, then you're not allowed to. And also over there, it's only because in his house that she's going to feel uncomfortable because of the first wife. But Habasham Mason Nami Amru, but what I mean, even by other people who passed away, we also said that in Medam in Techumen that after 30 days up until the year, that, or whatever, until 30 days, that we don't talk in words of consolation. Obviously, that we're talking about within 30 days, where generally within 30 days you actually could speak consolation. It's not over. Now, here, but since he married another woman, you wouldn't be able to speak with him Techumen in his house. The problem is, the Bais says, later on, that if a man's wife dies, he's not going to marry another one until the Shal Shagam pass. And even if he doesn't have sons, it's that you can marry right away. That's only after 30 days. So how does he marry within 30 days? So it says, we have to say, it's from a Be'in Le'banim, where it doesn't have these children, the Pirshav in the Tam. Shabbat Lisa Isha, they permit to marry a woman after Shabbat, after ready to Shabbat, even though it's still within the Shalashim. We have another approach. You can say, when she leaves over him small children to take care of, she's allowed to get married right away, but only to only have intimacy after 30 days. And back to the parakam. The Ksubis Tesis in the first parak, Ksubis Avdal Manav, to be Maskel Aval Ipcha, is lengthy about this. And Ubilikutin, which is not clear what this is, because Betruva, he writes a response about this. Next says, Matha, begin with the Gemara Mokum Karev, if it's very close, which Perish Ba'aluch is good. Bahag explains that then he could count with the other mourners, behind Yud Pasos, it was within 10 Pasos. Next says, Matha, begin with the Gemara, Philip Bobayim Shvim Mokum Karev. And if he's coming from a close place, he's on day 7, he could continue counting with them. Says, wait a second. If you're going to say, well, it makes something cool, but we see part of the day is like the whole day. So how could it ever come on day 7? Day 7 is already over. Because already part of the day looks like the whole day. What you could say is, we could say that tomorrow where the comforters have not left yet. And if they didn't leave yet, so that's still considered as it's still part of the Shiva. And so to be Yishnam Perikam Subis, you have to say the same thing in the first Perik Subis of Chesim Beis, that we say Birch Zavil Masor Kal Zayin, the Baruch of the mourners in Birch Zavil is all is with 10 people all the days of the Shiva, and presumably that's during the daytime. You have to say like over here, because, what do you mean, that's what makes it cool, it's already over. No, you have to say that there's still comforters over there, and if it still has the halacha of Avelis. Another approach you could say is, Yeshlem, you could say, Mixim Kikuloi, Lahav Balayla. That part of the day is like the old day, it's not a night time, the interim double regarding anything. I mean, Megillah Perek Beis, like we say in Megillah, in the second period of Chosim, Achav Manav, the Shima Laila of Shimahu. We're going to Shemir Yisrael, that a woman who had one discharge during her days of Ziva is not considered as a Shemer Zim at all, Linshim Nikim, regarding the 7 days of Nikim. And therefore, here also, that it wasn't Mixim Kikuli yet, because when he came on day 7, it was at nighttime, and that's not considered Mixim Kikuli. And therefore, even if it comes on day 7 at nighttime, if it's Mimachim Karav, he would be able to continue counting with the other mourners.